This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. On October 2, 1989, the Texas Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the state's school finance system was unconstitutional. San Antonio's Edgewood Independent School District sued the state education commissioner. The argument? That since public schools were paid for through local property taxes, poorer districts like Edgewood could never afford to raise teachers' salaries, build schools, make campus improvements. They could never come close to offering what richer districts could. They were caught in a downward spiral. The outcome of that case led to the system of school financing we have today, the so-called Robin Hood system of richer districts giving to poorer districts. But its roots reach back exactly 50 years ago to a student walkout at Edgewood High School.
We knew that, you know, we were smart. But at the same time, if we ever competed in like UIL contest, when we would go to the other schools for our competitions, we saw what they had. We saw the facilities. We saw their libraries. And we knew that none of that was available to us at Edgewood. My name is Rebecca Peña Ortiz. And I graduated from Edgewood High School in 1970. At Edgewood, we've always had a history of people coming and going, coming and going. They get their experience 1-2 years, and they're great teachers, and then they're off, and they go to a more lucrative district.
They were frustrated because they wanted to learn more, and they felt that they were missing out on the opportunity. My name is Roger Lloyd. And I graduated June the 2nd of 1969 from Edgewood High. I believe many of them didn't go to college because they felt, you know, insecure. They felt inferior. I know I did.
We had no air conditioning in that school. All the guys carried handkerchiefs. You put them around your neck so you wouldn't sweat your collar, because we didn't have a big, large wardrobe. We're gonna have to use that shirt again. My name is Richard Herrera, and I graduated the year 1969 from Edgewood High School. 3 weeks, maybe a month before, people were talking, hey man, this is gonna be a walkout. We're going like, what are you talking about?
The leading up was all the discussion. Are you gonna do it? Are you going? Oh no, I can't. No, I was told not to.
I'm Diana Herrera, and I graduated from Edgewood High School here in San Antonio, Texas in 1969. All the athletes were pulled in and were told, you will not have a place on the team next year if you walk out. The seniors were told, you will not cross the stage. You will not get a diploma. You will not graduate.
We knew what we were doing, and we knew that there might be a price to pay, both in school and at home.
So we find out what time, you know, May 16th, 9:20.
I remember the day because I felt kind of uneasy. Something was going on, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
The teachers try to stop us. Oh, you're not coming through this door. Nobody leaves. So my teacher stands at the door, Ms. Mooney. Never forget it. We look at him, you're not leaving. And I have a brother, he's a lower classman, comes to the door and looks to the door and says, come on, let's just go. And Ms. Mooney's in the way. So what he does, he starts pushing the door, and he eventually moves her out of the way. And we just all float out. Well over 400 kids.
And I know we marched all the way to the main office, and we yelled for Mr. Steinhauser, who was the superintendent then, to come out and address us and look at our concerns.
And then a spokesperson comes out and says, Mr. Steinhauser's in here. So we look at each other, now what?
And we just felt that maybe we're doing something that the rest of the students will benefit from. It may not be us, it may not be in our time, but it could happen that every school would have the same kind of facility. Every child, no matter what your zip code was, would have the same kind of facility and learning environment in the state of Texas. And of course, I know that's still not true to this day.
I felt in my heart that the school system, the decision makers, were going to do everything possible for the goodness of an education of a child. and it hit me in the face when I started teaching in Edgewood in 74. And Richard and I are buying chalk and are buying little fans so I could have air, you know, oscillate in the classroom, you know, crayons, paper.
Everybody knows that it's not right. Everybody knows that it's not fair. Everybody knows that the system is not equal. So why don't they quit talking about it and just fix it?
The voices of former Edgewood High School students on the 50th anniversary of the student walkout to protest conditions at the school.